So what's the one lie you told your parents growing up? Now, I mean, growing up, when I was thinking about this, I was a naughty, or should I say a curious teenager. I did the kind of stock standard things back in the day. You know, the whole I'm staying at a friend's house when in fact I wasn't really there. I just need to disclaim that I'm not saying that you should behave like this. Don't ever do that. Especially in this day and age. It's not safe. If you say you're going to go somewhere, you've got to go somewhere, okay? But I recall one night back in the 90s, telling my folks that I was going to stay at a friend's place. And we stayed at another friend's place, and when those parents went to bed, we snuck out. How bad is this? We snuck out the house, and we'd already hidden jawling clothes in the shrubbery, changed out of our PJs into our jam clothes, and headed off to the thriving metropolis of Maritzburg. Maritzburg, look out, I'm coming in hot. Very naughty, not good. I once hid a school report in the back of my cupboard for weeks, and my folks kept saying, has anybody seen, or has the report arrived? I was like, not on my watch. And then the one day my mom was in my cupboard, and she's like, Jane, what is this? Grounded for the whole holiday, poor academics, and hiding my report. So we're having a confession session, asking you what lies you told your folks growing up. Yeah, lots, eh? Let us go and just get into them, shall we?
Well, I grew up staying with my grandparents. Just one time I told my grandmother that I needed money to attend some trip in the staff room, and she gave me money. Year goes by. At the end of the year, she found out that I was lying, and I had to pay back the money.
Pay back the money!
Hi Jane, a lie I used to tell was that I was always going to the beach to, like, you know, chill and stuff, and I used to be like halfway across town, and then one day my mom's friend saw me, and yeah, things hit the fan.
Was it a pawpaw? Hey Jane, the first lie that comes to mind, when I was younger, I used to eat my great grandmother's cream. It came in a tub, and one day she'd just bought a new one, and I went and stuck my finger inside and left a very noticeable hole in the cream. And when she asked her, I told her that a fairy came and landed inside, and I rescued her. That's good. I was a terror as well. I used to love drinking cream. I mean, my gosh, right? And my mum would always have cream in the fridge when she was having people over. And my mum and dad were having a dinner party. So what I used to do so bad is I used to get a pin, and I used to pierce the tiniest hole into that foil and then drink a lot of it for long, try and drink cream out of a tiny, tiny hole. And then I'd shake the container to make it feel full. And then she'd come to dessert time to do her piping of her cream, and there'd be like, none inside the container.
Hello, East Coast Radio. So I'm doing a fake voice because my parents don't know, and they probably listen to the radio right now. So they'll find out, and I'll still be in trouble, I guess. So the one time I told my parents I'm going to a friend's house, and I got a tattoo. Yeah.
I love your fake voice. You make me laugh. Listen, I know that tattoos and parents can sometimes be a very traumatic experience. I have walked that road before. My folks absolutely detest ink. If you need to connect with me, I'll help you through this one. It's taken us many, many years, but we finally reached a place where, okay, I'm a grown-up. I know you don't like it, and you necessarily wouldn't choose it for yourself, but this is my road. I'm almost 40, you know what I mean? But I also had a tattoo for many, many years.
My brother and I were making chlorine bombs out of chlorine and brake fluid. Oh. And we blew up the whole bucket of chlorine. And yes, my mother still believes the sun blows up chlorine. Thank goodness she's in Australia, so she won't be hearing this message. But anyway, she still believes sun blows up the chlorine, and we got away with it because of the fact that she thought the sun had blown the chlorine up. Anyway, have a good day. Bye.
You sound like a stoat. You were naughty. I can feel it. Thank you so much for your comments this afternoon.
East Coast Radio.
East Coast Radio.